From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Amman Sunday, two Jordanians were killed and Israeli wounded by gunfire inside the Israeli embassy compound. There's been no official statement on either side. It took place amid mounting tensions over Israel's installation of metal detectors outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex in Jerusalem. Palestinians clashed again with Israeli forces late Sunday in the Old City.
Kim olursa olsun, insanların can,
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on Israel to observe basic human rights values and avoid steps that will further escalate tensions. The metal detectors were installed after two Israeli policemen were shot and killed at the site July 14th. An Israeli minister told Army Radio the metal detectors will remain in place. Michael Fishback, Mideast analyst at Virginia's Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid, is the outbreak of another mass uprising.
The UN Security Council is set to meet in emergency session Monday to discuss the violence that has left at least seven people, including three Israelis and four Palestinians, dead from Friday. In Afghanistan, a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a car Monday in western Kabul. There is no immediate report of casualties. Leaders of the two Libyan factions are to meet in Paris this week for talks aimed at stabilizing the North African country. The talks involve the prime minister of a UN-backed national unity government, Fayez al-Sarraj, and the head of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Haftar. This is VOA News.